views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant, Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help as many women as possible, moms especially, to awaken to their vibrant, powerful selves so that they can fully enjoy the life they've come here to live and help spread peace and love on the planet. Now, my guest today is on a very similar mission, although she's far further along in it than I am. And she began transforming lives in the 70s, where she spent months at a time in deep meditation and taught meditation to thousands. In the 80s, she immersed herself in Western metaphysical thought and founded Yes to Success seminars, teaching how to harness the power of the mind to manifest your dreams. Now, with her seminars and speaking career exploding, in 1988, she chose to take a step out of the public eye for 22 years and follow a new passion, which was to be a full-time mom at home. She's now back as co-founder of your Year of Miracles mentoring program for women, with over 6,000 students representing 72 countries. And she's going to share with us today the secret ingredients for creating true and lasting success, whatever you choose to do with your life. Now, her name is Deborah Poneman. And as a fellow Evolutionary Business Council member, I've had the great privilege of hearing her speak, of sitting down and chatting with her at some of our events. I have to tell you that Deborah Poneman, Debbie Pokornik, sometimes our stuff gets mixed up because we're so close in the alphabet on both sides. And I even got to tour around downtown Chicago with her a few years ago and take some pictures of ourselves in the bean. So I know firsthand what a beautiful soul she is and what a profound and important message she has to share with the world. Deborah, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Thank you. You know, I forgot about the bean. I know we've been together, but that was so fun with Marbeth and Harrison, and we took some shots of Chicago in the back with Chicago in the background. What a blast.
It was.
We are together again.
I know. It was very fun. And that was when I first met you. So I had no idea what you had done, what you had accomplished or anything. And I just loved spending that time with you. It was so fun. So I am beyond happy to have you here with us today. And as you know, I am all about women living an empowered life, whatever that means for them as individuals. So I think it's really great when a person follows her heart and does what feels best for her in that moment in her life. Yet, it seems to me that your decision to leave a thriving career, you know, where you're speaking around the world, this career is gaining momentum, you're looking at a TV show, you know, it was fulfilling for you, you love doing it from what I understand, and to make the decision to walk away from that in order to stay at home and be a full-time mom, because that's what you most wanted to do, that is really kind of amazing to me. So can you tell us a little bit more about how you made that decision?
Well, I'm actually sitting here laughing because it wasn't a decision. It was, and you're right, I had my seminar was being taught in countries all over the world. And of course, that was in the days before the internet. So I say, 7 countries on 4 continents, and people think that's a yawner. But when you're talking about snail mail and phones with curly cords, you know,
yes,
it was quite a sensation. And I remember I got I got pregnant and my intention was to have the baby and to go back to work. And when the baby was born, my daughter Deanna, they handed her to me and it was like, my heart was so overwhelmed with love that a few days later, when this gentleman from Singapore, I was supposed to go on a tour of Southeast Asia, called me and said, I heard you have the baby. Let's get going. Set up, get this tour on the schedule. And I said, and he remembers, I said, well, you know, you're going to have to call me back in 18 years.
Oh,
and I really did. And he's a friend. So we laughed about that now, which turned into 21 years when my son was born. But it wasn't a decision. I didn't want to leave that baby to go to the bathroom, let alone to go to Southeast Asia or to go film a TV show every morning at 5:30 in the morning. But before anybody thinks I'm some kind of hero, number one, I want to be really honest with you because that's just, you know, honesty is the currency of success right now. And I had a husband who made a lot of money. And if I didn't, I wouldn't have been able to be such a hero. Oh, she left her career to be a mom at home. Yes. And I had a husband who could support me very, very well by doing it. And I know it's still like, wow, you know, a TV show, my book is in the hands of a major publisher. But I knew, and I'll say this to everybody, you were put on earth for a purpose. And your purpose is not going to go away. And not that everybody should be a full-time stay-at-home mom, but your purpose is not going to go away. If you take a year off to be with your mom while she's making her transition, when your grandma's passing away, or if you take a year to go hold AIDS babies in Uganda, or whatever you want to do that seems to take you off your career path, if you follow your heart, really, it's the only path there. Just follow the breadcrumbs to your happiness. And the other thing is, people say, oh, you gave it up. I didn't give up anything. Number one, I knew I was born to speak, so I knew that it would be waiting for me 21 years later. But the other thing is, when you're a mom at home, people think it's a sacrifice. It is so not a sacrifice. I mean, who doesn't want to spend another 20 years at, you know, baseball games and Barbie birthday parties and Chuck E. Cheese. It's like you get to live your childhood over again, only this time with awareness. So yes. I gave up nothing. I only added just great joy to my life. And again, you know, are my kids better off for it? I don't know. I know a lot of kids who are fabulous kids who were raised by nannies, who were raised by aunties, who were raised by foster parents and other guardians. And I know kids who were raised by stay-at-home moms who are struggling. So it's just following your own heart.
Absolutely. And that really is the key piece there, right? What makes your heart sing rather than saying, well, I have to do this. I have to stay home because, you know, I should want to. I should enjoy this. Stop shooting on yourself and really say, what do I need to do right now to make myself happy? And sometimes that's changing your job, just going out once a week or for a couple hours here and there or volunteering at something. And other times it is still loving your career and enjoying your kids when you get home to them. So I love that. I think it's such an important message for us to hear. Yeah.
And believe me, I didn't stay home and churn my own butter and sew my kids' clothes. I mean, I can't even sew on a button. But and I had a home-based business because I had to maintain my sanity and do something, you know, kind of in my home but outside my home. But I just decided to make my kids my absolute top priority. But you can do that with the job too. And you know what, ladies? Our women children, our little women children need to see us following our hearts. Do you think that they would want them to be the cause of us not fulfilling our dreams? No.
Yes.
And I know that when I did do things outside the home with my home-based business, I would win awards. My daughter, I want to be just like you, mommy. So both of the things are important. Again, as long as you do what is in your heart. And like you said, Debbie, not do what other people think you should be doing, but what your heart says that you should be doing.
Absolutely. So is there anything that you would change now when you look back at it?
The only thing that I would change, I wouldn't change that I stayed home, although I did have those moments when my students were soaring to the top of the New York Times bestseller list and I was home knee deep in dirty diapers. Believe me, I had, or during my kids' teenage years, right? Where I thought, oh, look, I thought I made every mistake in the book. But so, I had those moments where I thought, what did I do? But the truth is, if I had anything to do differently right now, what I would do is be less distracted. I would have been on my cell phone less. I would have, when they came to me with a concern or a problem or tears in their eyes, I would have dropped everything because now I'd be just a second while I was finishing up some phone call. And now when I look back, even though I was a mom at home, I still managed to fill my time with other nonsense. And I know there's this quote from the Kabbalah, you know, Deborah's taking care. Well, the Kabbalah doesn't say Deborah, but
Deborah, it should between the two of us.
right, or Debbie. But Deborah is taking care of the world. I will take care of Deborah. In other words, if you're doing what's right, then God, the creator, will take care of the details for you. And I always thought, oh, because I was the room mom and the baseball mom and the field trip mom and the school holiday mom. And I loved all that stuff. But sometimes it would take me away from giving my kids the attention that they wanted from me. So if there is anything that I would do differently, I would not have the cell phone going when I was driving in the car with them. I'd be singing songs with them and I'd be asking them how their day was and just more full attention and less distracted attention.
Yes, it really still comes back to what makes your heart sing and really embracing the life that you've chosen in that moment is the way to make your heart sing, right? Yes, absolutely. Exactly. And I can't tell you how many people I've talked to that, you know, when we talk to being at home with your kids and busy doing this, and this, it can feel like the kids are the distraction. And the kids aren't the distraction. Right. That's what you're there for. So whatever you need to do to figure out how do I be most present in that moment and really enjoy that moment, that is just such a key message for people to hear. So thank you for that.
And I'll tell you one other thing. I just want to sneak in one more thing. Mm-hmm. And I learned this when my kids were teenagers or maybe when they were maybe, you know, 10 and 12, something like that.
Right.
To not be the omniscient knower or solver of problems, but to ask questions more. When they were really little, I would say, well, what do you think? And it was amazing how bright they were. And then I just thought I had to impart my, you know, infinite knowledge to them. And I got away from that for a while. And then I went back to, instead of giving them the answers, saying, well, what do you think? You know, what would you do? You know, and oh my goodness, their answers and their solutions, not only does it give them a greater sense of self-confidence and confidence in their own inner knowing, but they came up with some darn good answers, probably better than I could have.
Absolutely. Their creativity is at its peak when they're that young.
Right.
I hear you. Very loud and clear. And I certainly have had many experiences with that being a parent educator. I was teaching about parenting so that I would be a better mom because it reminded me all the time of the things that I taught. And so I would use them on my kids. I would try them. I would mess up. I would practice a story that I'm going to share about my mess up. And it all helped me to be the best mom I could be, right?
So. Oh, Deb, that is so brilliant. And that's the other thing. Don't try to have your kids think that you're perfect, because when they see you mess up and when they see you own your mess ups, then they know that they don't have to be perfect, because it's a really hard. My kids' friends whose parents demand their perfection, they're the ones who are really not doing well right now. And, you know, my kids, I was a very liberal mom. My son, I don't know if you know the story, but my son actually dropped out of high school because he started a business when he was 15, and this incredible business where he would go into the neighborhoods in Chicago that weren't that great, and he would recruit high school basketball players for college coaches. He started a business getting kids college scholarships. Right. When he was 15 years old, and when he was in his senior year in high school, he just said, "Mom, I can't do this anymore. I can't sit here and learn calculus when I know I'm never going to use it when these kids need me." I said, "I agree." And people were like, "Oh, you let him drop out of high school. Oh, my goodness." And the funny thing is now all these kids who are, you know, they went to college and they got their degrees, and now they came back and they're asking my son for a job. And my son, who is now 25, has in his life, in his career, he's generated over $50 million in college scholarships for kids in the hood, in the neighborhoods in Chicago. Yeah, he's quite, I mean, I can talk for the next hour about what he has done, but he's done more with his life than at 25 than most people will do if they go to heaven at 100. Yes. And it's because he followed his heart and I did not interfere with it. Because again, yes, I trust his innate knowing about his own life. I'm not the omniscient, all-knowing person about my son's life. And he went back, he got his degree. But he, the funny thing is that his teachers were so blown away by what he had done. He had one semester to go, that they just gave him credit. They gave him credit for sociology for what he's done. They gave him credit for gym for what he's done. The only thing he has to do is go online and take a history course, which he did in a week. And in the meantime, he's changed hundreds and hundreds of kids' lives.
Yes.
I'm really proud of him.
I love that. I have heard you share that story before, and it gave me goosebumps then, and I think made me cry the first time I heard it. And I have the goosebumps now, because it is just such a beautiful message that I want to make sure every mom out there hears. It is not our job to know what's best for our kids. Our job is simply to guide them, to be there for them, to love them, to be that sounding board. And that's a really tough one for a lot of us. So I love that you shared that. And not every child is going to go out and do what Deborah has done just by supporting them, but I bet they will surprise you with how successful they are.
Yeah.
And I actually have a similar story to that, but I'm not going to share it right now simply because this is your time.
Can I sneak in one more quick story about my daughter who I think is going to really speak to a lot of people? Well, my daughter, she majored in fashion marketing and merchandising. And one day she says to me, "Mom, I know you're embarrassed that I'm just a stylist," because she was the youngest personal stylist at Nordstrom Chicago. So, I mean, she was no slouch in the field, but she said, "I know you're embarrassed that I'm just a stylist, that I'm not out saving the world or, you know, teaching meditation," because I taught meditation when I was her age. And I said, "Oh, no, Deanna, and I'm very proud of you." She said, "No, you're not." She says, "I can hear how you talk about Daniel and he's getting people scholarships and how you taught meditation and I'm just a stylist." And I tried to deny it. She says, "That's okay. You can deny it all you want. But here's the thing, Mom. I want you to know that when I take somebody who has looked at themselves as unattractive their entire life, and I bring them into my room and I put on some clothes on them that I know are going to look good. And I put on the jewelry and I lift up their hair and they turn around and they look in the mirror and they see how beautiful they are for the first time. I change just as many lives as you do."
Yes.
And what's so beautiful about that is I've told that story many times. And I, as women, I have this one friend whose one son is a chiropractor, one daughter is an attorney, and the other daughter is a hairstylist. And she said it completely changed her life because she always looked at her daughter as just a hairstylist. And then she realized how many lives her daughter changed every single day. And she said just her switching her attitude about her daughter and loving her daughter for what her daughter was doing, even if she wasn't an attorney or a doctor, she said it completely changed her life and her daughter's life. And now her daughter went on to own her own salon in the San Francisco Bay Area. And she's extremely successful. And she feels that it was her shift in attitude that gave her daughter the self-confidence she needed to go on and become as successful as she is.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
And she said, and I would have loved her anyway and been proud of her anyway if she continued to style people's hair, because she realized what a contribution she was making to their life.
And when we're really making that kind of contribution, that contribution that speaks to our heart, you can feel it. I mean, you can go to let's talk about a hairdresser. You can go and sit there with one that is there because they have to be there. It's the only job they know how to do. They don't really care about it anymore, versus one that truly loves what they're doing, and you can feel it. So it's so
absolutely
critical. Yeah, and that when we take that step back and support them in what they're deciding, that just makes such a difference. I mean, heck, that's where What Not to Wear and those kind of shows, that's exactly what they're doing, right? Yeah. but this goes way beyond your child being a hairdresser. This goes fully into helping your child and allowing your child to embrace what they want to embrace, what really speaks to them. And I love that. Yeah. And it's true for us too. The same message for us. What are you doing with your life? And does it make your heart sing? Because if it doesn't, then you need to look at what does, because it makes such a difference. So,
and also don't despair if you can't make your career the thing that makes your heart sing, because maybe you have to do a job to support your family that isn't what makes your heart sing. But it should be making your heart sing because you're supporting your family. And even if, let's say, you want to be an author and you're a, paralegal or something like that, but everything that you do that day is enabling your kids to play soccer or your kids to have music lessons, and it's the attitude, it's the love that you bring to it. It's not, your job isn't there to make you happy. Your job is to be happy and bring that happiness to your job.
I love that. So you know what? Let's jump right to maybe if you could share two or three of those secret ingredients for creating true and lasting success, whatever you choose to do with your life, because I think that fits in beautifully with what we're talking about right now.
Wow. Well, let's see. The two things that if I had to give up everything else and just pick two. One is my daily meditation. I seriously don't know how people live without a daily meditation practice. I still teach meditation. I became a meditation teacher when I was 19. I think you know that. And
yes.
And I teach meditation through an organization now called The Art of Living. And I wake up every morning and I anchor myself to the silent depths of my own silence and the silent depths of my own truth. So I think that if you don't have a meditation practice or a practice that gives you that inner silence, it's like trying to build a building without a foundation. And I believe that daily meditation practice gives me that foundation that I could go out and build the building of my life. And the other thing that I would say, if there was one other thing, it's gratitude. And people say, oh yes, I'm grateful, but are you really? And I know it's easy to be grateful for the good things, but what I believe is that everything is a gift. It's either obviously a gift or it's a gift for our growth, what we came here for. So even if things that aren't so good happen in your life, and I say, thank you, God, the God of your understanding. Thank you, God, for bringing this into my life, because I know that the universe has my back. I know you want the best for me. So even if this looks like not a great thing, I thank you for it. And I love what Byron Katie says, and that is, how do you know that Byron Katie wrote a book called Loving What Is? How do you know that something was supposed to happen exactly the way it did? And the answer is because it did.
Because exactly.
If it was supposed to happen any other way, it would have. And when my kids had, like, if they weren't invited to a birthday party, or my son was given the final shot in the basketball game and he missed it, and it would be like a dagger in my heart, I would say, how do I know it was supposed to happen that way? Because it did. And if you look back, it's always for the best. There are no mistakes in the universe. You know, I had that near-death experience which I know that I've shared with you before, where I was hovering between life and death. And I was given the gift of being able to see that everything happens exactly as it's supposed to happen. I share the story about how the nurse fumbled the IV bag and dropped it, and everybody gave her looks like dagger, you know? But I saw that when she bent down to pick it up, she moved her head and she was blocking the view of a monitor that somebody quickly adjusted, and it saved my life. Now, it looked like she was an idiot because she dropped an IV bag, but really, it's like we are not the general managers of the universe, right? It saved my life.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Everything that happens. So that's why I say thank you, God, for everything good and everything not so good. Because if you say thank you right away, I remember one time I sprained an ankle, corrected bone in my foot, and bruised my other kneecap all at once. And I was lying there saying, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. Because I knew that it wouldn't happen to me unless it was going to lead to something wonderful. And it did, because I went to a podiatrist and he found something wrong with my foot that, had it not been corrected,
I would have
been handicapped later in life. There you go.
There you go. You know, Deborah, we have used up all of our time just like that. And there's so much more that I would love to discuss with you. But I really want to just take 30 seconds and highlight some of the things you and I talked about before. So first of all, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show and to share your incredible wisdom with us. Appreciate it greatly. I know that you're about to relaunch your Year of Miracles, which run every year. So you have to be super busy with both the launch and the closing up of last year's. And it starts in January. So I want to tell everybody, Deborah's website, for those who want to learn more about her and her life-changing programs, is yes2success.com. That will be on my blog. And as a special bonus for those that are listening right on our air data, right close to it, Deborah's offering a coupon code for $100 off the price of your Year of Miracles, which she does with Marcy Shimoff. So if you're interested, you can get those details off of my blog. Deborah, we are right out of time. In fact, we're a little over time. So thank you once again for all you've shared with us today. I so appreciate you. A huge thank you to our listeners, who I trust have loved this interview as much as I have. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Deborah Poneman, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.